Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I need to tell you about one of the great companies that's keeping our show free for our listeners. Max for Men. That's Max, the number 4, Men, is a product line all about maximizing male pleasure, performance, and attraction. So basically everything men want but can't figure out how to get. One of the most popular products is the Max Arousal Pleasure Gel. It has ingredients known to arouse the penis and increase male libido, maximizing your pleasure during sex or masturbation. If you want to get the Max Arousal Pleasure Gel or any of their other amazing products, go to maxformen.com, that's the number 4, and use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at Max for Men. That's coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at maxformen.com. Or you can visit sexwithemily.com and get all the info you need there for better sex. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I no longer have the Friends with Benefits program. My podcast is completely free so that you can always enjoy Sex with Emily. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information about Sex with Emily, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to our podcast, sign up for a mailing list, RSS feed, and all that fun stuff. So thanks everyone for listening to the show. This is a quickie show. We're talking about a very, very important, critical topic right now.
It's very, in the entire world.
In the entire world.
It's not just here in our home base of San Francisco. This affects the world.
The world. Okay. I mean, this comes up in every conversation, and we're going to tell you right now the top ways Facebook can be ruining your relationship.
I've already heard horror stories.
Like, what's the horror story that you've heard?
Oh, I know people. Well, there's some percentages, like they said, one out of every seven marriages that end in divorce is citing Facebook. Now.
I've heard that. Is that an urban legend?
No,
or true?
It's true. It's true.
Okay.
And then also, if I had friends that have been married for 14 years and then their wife finds their high school boyfriend on Facebook and they fall in love again and then they break up. It's constantly people reconnecting and
yes.
They remember all the good things.
Exactly. That's what we tend
of the
to
bad
do.
Things.
We tend to put our old relationships on past relationships on pedestals.
Yeah, and they're connecting and it's winding up pretty bad. And yeah. The whole thing, the biggest thing now ever is changing your status on Facebook.
Exactly. Well, like, that is number one.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay,
so ready?
Break it off.
These are ways your Facebook can be ruining your relationship. Number one, your relationship status. Here's an immediate source of controversy contributing to the difficulty of early dating. Ever been there? You like a girl. She likes you. You date. You share a bed. You spend some time together. Everything's going well and splendid. Then, oh no, she asks, are we like Facebook relationship status together? You react poorly, i.e. you don't change your profile settings, and suddenly, just like that, it's over. Well, friends, that's because to modern women, your Facebook relation status is the equivalent of a high school promise ring. It's a public announcement that you've picked someone to stand by. Problem being, you probably don't want to publicly announce anything of the sort. A good way to avoid this is by deleting this setting from your profile altogether and making some righteous speech to her about how you are a private person feel it your right to remain secretive even in perversely invasive technological age. Good luck. This could be vote both men and women, because I feel like I've been with men a few years ago who wanted me to change my status, and yeah. I would not. And in fact, I have removed that whole, I don't have single on my page. I removed Facebook status. Do you? What do you have?
I have single.
Would you change it for someone?
Yes, of course.
We've talked about this. I totally disagree. Even if I'm madly in love with somebody, I don't want the world to know that I'm... Of course, I'll talk about it on the show.
Why?
Because I don't want them to come to my page and be like, oh, you're in a relationship with so-and-so, and then link to his page. Too much information. I don't want everybody to know who I'm dating. I would never, ever, ever do relationship status.
I would never date you then.
Fine. It's over. It's over before it started.
Because it's so ridiculous. If you put enough to say that you're committed to this person, why not tell people?
I don't think they need to know. I don't think that people need to know everything about you on Facebook. God,
because
okay?
You want to keep your options open. Exactly. That's not true. What it is. Yes, it is. Just admit it. Just
it's
admit
not
it.
Options you're open. Not it's an anybody. Invasion of privacy.
How is it an invasion of privacy?
Because I don't want to walk around with a sign on me that says I'm sleeping with so-and-so.
If you want to be private, then why are you on Facebook?
Oh, stop it.
You want to start with it? Because I can win this conversation really easily.
You're wrong. And we're moving on. Because it's not that I just want to keep my options open. It's because I just think it's too much information. Like when people put the person's name in a relationship with Joe Schmo, I'm like, oh, now I got to click on Joe Schmo. I don't care. I don't want everyone to know. If I'm married, I think that's different. If you're married, it's okay to be like, but even if I was married, I'm going to be one of those people that just says married.
I know you will.
I'm not going to be like married too, but who knows if that's going to happen. Okay, so here's the next one. Unfortunate old photos on Facebook could be ruining your relationship. If she's your Facebook friend, she already knows too much. She's seen you 2 years ago when you had that stupid haircut, five years ago after you killed off your acne, last week when she got too wasted to stand upright. If there's flaws in your behavior, and let's be honest, hopefully there are, or else you're certainly not human, she's already seen them. For this reason, be fickle about being tagged in photos. Untag wisely. It may just save you from truly considerable trauma. So be careful with photos. It's okay to untag yourself. Just because someone tags you doesn't mean that you can even ask someone to take down a photo. I think if there's a photo that you're afraid is going to come back and bite you in the ass, either professionally or personally, get rid of that photo.
Well, this is something I talked about in a couple of shows back, is that you have an option where it won't be public if somebody tagged you in a photo. And that's the only one that I have set on my Facebook, because... People just love getting the worst photographs of me and putting them online.
I have a really cute one of you on my phone that I want to post.
Really?
I'm going to show it to you first because I don't want you to be upset. I immediately, when I get that notification that says so-and-so tagged a photo of you, I'm like, oh my God, I got to get to my phone and see if I like it. And if I don't, I untag myself. Not that I'm ever in compromising positions, but sometimes it's just I look ugly.
I am on the daily.
You're what?
In compromising positions.
I bet you are. Okay. Tagging her offensively. You know how sometimes when a woman asks if she looks good and you reply saying something you think is positive, but actually it provokes wailing sobs and fuming screams from her? Mm-hmm. Have you ever done that? Like a girl's like, how do I look? And you're like, you look good. And then she gets upset somehow. This is that type of miscommunication. A photo that you may completely find harmless may make her cringe, cry, or call it quits. So instead of being presumptuous, just let her know, hey, I uploaded some photos, and she can feel free to tag them herself. Do not only tag yourself and not tag her. She'll definitely think you're trying to hide her. So be careful when you're in a new relationship tagging photos. I wouldn't just assume that you can tag. I would ask first. Okay, next one. Lack of online affection. You may be one of those sensible lads who doesn't like to constantly post on people's profiles, but if you're dating a woman who is and you're trying to follow preliminary dating protocol, you better get hip to it. Girls like this eagerly. Okay, I don't know that I agree with this, but I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to talk about it. Girls like this eagerly await the day their newest flame will find the chance to post some witty comment to their profile. When you don't, they think you're either too lazy to care or trying to hide from them, trying to hide them from your internet friends. An ideal excuse? To be honest with you, when I really like someone, I don't like to interact with them online as much. I think it cheapens the sincerity of our connection, don't you? So tell her that you think it cheapens your relationship if you don't want to comment on her page. Here's my theory on this. If I'm dating someone, we've talked about this in the past. I don't think you become friends right away on Facebook. I don't want to become friends with a new guy that I'm dating right away because I don't want to find out everything and I don't want him to find out everything about me right away. And I think there is a certain delay right now that's happening when people are dating, and I'm finding this with a lot of friends. There's like the day you become Facebook friends, but it doesn't happen on the first date, mm-hmm. I think, typically. What about in your world? Are you friends with everyone? You might be because you're a social media guy more so than I am.
Yeah. No, there's a couple people I don't ask for their Facebook profiles off the bat.
Those two guys I was dating for a while, which I'm not anymore, we didn't become Facebook friends for months, like a month or two. And then mm-hmm. we finally were like, oh, are you on Facebook? Me too.
And then
like,
you immediately ended it after that.
No. But I think what this is saying is that some women really want you to comment on their
page.
And I don't know. I assume there are women like that. I'm not like that. I don't care if we're dating and you comment on my page or not. But some women might be like, oh, it means you don't love me, and you just got to suss that out yourself.
I get away with it because I tell everybody I use a program that updates all my networks at once. So I'm not really on Facebook.
Another good one.
And that usually works because it's the truth.
Right.
And then I actually, and we were just talking about this during our break off air, that I'm really into the new program for the iPhone called Instagram. And so I like follow people I like, and then I comment on there. And Instagram is basically like a Twitter, but just photographs. And then you can comment on
people. How can people find you on Instagram if they want to?
Just White Menace. I'm on there.
You're White Menace.
Follow me on there.
Follow Menace on Instagram.
It's like my new addiction.
Is it only for iPhone, not Droid?
It's only for iPhone right now.
Okay, but it'll be on the Droid soon.
I'm sure it will be.
People love Instagram. It's so cool. And he just posted a picture of me here in the studio. So you can check that out if you go to Menace's White Menace Instagram and you have an iPhone. And if you have an iPhone, you can also buy 101 sex tips from Sex with Emily.
Yes, you can.
It's my iPhone app. Okay. Another way Facebook could be ruining your relationship is your exes invade. Your personal history is scrawled across this public forum. She can scroll through a blog of your recent past years and see who you date, how it went, what she looked like, and the romantic love notes posted. As with the photo and tagging, try to be savvy about deleting these little blips when you're starting to see someone new and curious. They have the delete option above comments for this reason in particular. Use it.
Okay.
And then the next one is her exes invade. So this is really written for, it seems like more for a man, but I'm just saying that her ex is vague. You think you want to know about her exes, but you don't. You never do. Unfortunately, now you don't have much of a choice. They're there. They're posting on her profile picture, telling her, hey, sexy, you still got it.
Yeah.
From an ex. This makes you livid. Chill your stuff, dudes. It doesn't mean anything. In fact, try to spin it positively by using it to your advantage. Be different from the dude she ditched and use their internet trails as an example of what not to do. So I think the X factor, like you were saying, a lot of people reconnect with their exes. But even if you see, I was dating a guy recently, and he had a photo album of him, just him and his ex, like 2 years ago on a vacation. And I saw it, like, because this is after we became friends. I was like, that's kind of weird. I mean, I was totally into it, and I was like, click, 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 click. But it was also weird to see him with this woman, and, you know, but it didn't really bother me. But I think what they're saying is, like, a lot of times recent exes or exes are still active with the woman's profile, and that could irk you. If you're like, why is this guy that you slept with 3 years ago commenting on how hot you are? Would that bum you out as a dude?
I don't think guys take it as much as women do. Not to be sexist, because I never am. But I feel that women with their friends get together and they dissect Facebook, every single little part of it. Like what he likes, movies, comments, who's commenting on his page, his photographs.
They become obsessed.
All the stuff that he does. Because, and I'm not lying, because I'm around other women that are talking like this, like, oh my God. They get on the phone like, did you see what he posted on his...
Oh, we do that all the time.
Yeah, like...
Or my friend has had me... I've had a friend who has had me post things on her page just so the guy she's dating will see it.
Yeah.
I've done that for her because she's like my best friend. She's like, will you say that I looked really hot last night and post that picture? And I'm like, okay.
I don't know. I can't say that I've ever had a conversation with my guy friends talking about how a girl posted something on Facebook.
It's more
I
of a chick thing. We talk about it all the time. We
you
do.
You guys are obsessed.
Yeah. And if we say we're not looking at your page, we are.
Totally.
I know. I know. Constantly. But I think that guys are looking at my ex, the one that you think I have an unhealthy relationship with, but
you
I don't. In LA, he's always like, hot picture. You look. He doesn't post this on my page, but he's always like, where were you last night? You look great, but he doesn't ever post on my page. Okay, poking. Poking is the virtual, I hesitate to say, adult manner of pinching someone playfully in elementary school.
Yeah.
It means, I think you're cute, but I'm a coward. Unless you're already dating a girl and you know she's the type that would get a kick out of something like this, don't do it. It's too controversially corny to be a good move and could potentially very quickly kill your game. So don't poke. I've got like 50 pokes I've never poked back.
I have never poked.
I've never poked either. I've never poked anyone. I've poked back. Like if it's someone that I know, mm-hmm. a friend has poked me, like a guy. It's always guys. I've been poked by like, I have like 50 pokes in my
really?
in my poking inbox. But but like some people poke me just like funny that I know and I like poke them back. But I never initiated a poke, nor do I pay attention to the pokes.
Yeah, I've definitely poked outside of Facebook.
Right.
From Facebook, but never like virtually poked.
What do you mean you've poked outside? You've poked someone in the poke, in the poker? Okay, more. Time stealer. It's Facebook. This is how it can ruin your relationship because Facebook is a time stealer. Spending too much time on your iPhone checking out the latest upload, step away from the electronic appliance. Nothing can kill a physical relationship faster than infatuation with cyberspace, particularly if it's for Facebook, a service that advertises interactive communities, because she will infer that your internet community is more important than your interaction with her. Moreover, to constantly post and upload will only make you look all too available and uninteresting. Get a hobby, dude. It's healthy for you and way hotter than being able to type as fast as a 1950s secretary without a diploma. So step away. Don't be too much on Facebook.
Do you know what happens?
What?
This is what happens with me in relationships. You know me. I'm glued to my cell phone.
Yeah, but
and all
it's
that.
Different. You're a social media dude.
Yeah, but I end up dating women that are not really into it. And then I get them into it.
Uh-oh.
And then they become worse than me. And we're sitting
and
at...
And then they stalk
me. Yeah, and then we're... No, not that they're stalking me. Then we sit at lunch and we're both not talking because we're both on our phones.
Oh, that's bad. I hate that.
Happens. Every single time.
Seriously? Because you're always on the phone. Even in between like recording shows here, you're like on the phone. You
are
always
on the phone.
I'm
just double checking on
but
things.
But I think, you know what's hilarious? That I was out the other night with a friend for dinner and it was funny because I went to the bathroom and I guess it was kind of a date, whatever. I'm not going to get into it. But I went to the bathroom and I was really quick. Like I went to the bathroom and I came out and he was like on it. Like the second you're on a date and they go to the bathroom, everybody checks their phone. They checked their phone. I don't know that he was checking Facebook, but I saw him like doing the like, it's in my pocket and I'm looking down so you can't tell that I'm looking at my phone thing. But I feel like whenever you're on a date with someone, the second the other person gets up, you're checking your Facebook or your phone.
Yeah, and it's
kind of rude.
It's so weird because there's this girl that I've known for years that I really like, and she was not into all this stuff. And you know me, again, I'm all over it. Then she started really getting into it, and since I really like her, I don't check my phone when I'm around her. And then she's constantly on her phone the whole time. I know how it feels.
Right. See, you should
it's
stop.
Crazy.
You should be on a date and just be focused and present in the moment.
Yeah.
I think cell phones are such a distraction and can really be harmful in relationships. My brother and his wife, they have a super healthy relationship. They've been together a long time. And he used to be obsessed with his phone, but he made a conscious choice. Like when I'm out with her, we're going out on a date night. Like I'm not bringing my phone with me. And you can do that too, Menace.
Yeah, I will.
When it's on the list.
The person
it's on the
is
list
right.
of things to tackle.
Yeah.
Okay, being a fan of the wrong fan page. What groups you join, what pages are your favorite, what you virtually promote, all of this goes into the boiler of her brain when summing you up. So be sure to be choosy about what invitations and pages you suggest, i.e. pages with nicknames and or connotations concerning raunchy sex, getting wasted, geeky group names. Otherwise, what you thought of as a simple click to support a friend may simply stop your sex life. I don't know about that. I rarely look at people's what they like. But if you like Sex with Emily, that's actually a cool thing.
Yeah,
so you should like Sex with Emily on Facebook right now because I'm cool. But raunchy sex pages, not so cool.
I can't even think of the ones that I like.
Okay. Do you like Sex with Emily?
I do, of course.
Good.
But it says that I like 115 pages, and I don't even know which ones I like.
Right.
I think with maybe you're gonna have to look into this, but with their new profile change, everything that you listed, like movies and stuff like that, they automatically connected those to the pages. So now you like all the, like the Goonies page, and you like the Simpsons page.
Is that the new Facebook that you have to select? Yeah. I haven't selected it yet. I haven't changed my profile over to the new Facebook. So, I like the old Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't like it. They keep changing it. It makes me anxious.
They changed it a lot.
I know.
And Twitter. I'm sticking with the old
version. Me too.
I'm still on the old version.
Me too.
I don't go to a new one.
Okay. This is the last way that I'm going to talk about.
You're going to screw your life up with
Facebook. You're going to screw your life up and your relationship with Facebook. Pictures worth 1,000 words. When it comes to Facebook pictures, know that she considers your profile picture the ultimate announcement. Whoever finds their way into your profile picture is, in her mind, given high priority in yours. So whoever finds their way into your profile picture is, in her mind, given high priority in yours. So even if your pal took a hilarious photo of you at a bar with three Budweiser beer girls or of you and your best girlfriend doing something hilarious together, avoid at all costs advertising this as a profile pic. To her, this means she's not good enough to be your favorite. And even if this is absolutely true, it's something she absolutely doesn't need to know. So I think it's true. My ex, who you think I have an unhealthy relationship with, but I don't.
Yeah.
He had this really weird, ugly picture of him on his Facebook profile that looked like he was drinking. He had a picture. It would look like he was at a frat party.
Yeah.
His best friend was like behind him making a scary face. And he was like, looked drunk. And I'm like, that is the worst profile picture I've ever seen. And he finally changed it. And it was up there for like months. And finally I was like, dude.
You need to.
And I want him to get laid. And I'm like, I think that's not helping you. So he took it down.
I'm trying to think. The only time I ever have photos with other people that are famous. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't have any other photos with any other people.
I have pictures. That's a good idea. I have one of me and Bill Clinton.
Nice. I like that. Thanks. I'll do that. That's some points right there.
I know,
there.
But I don't look that good. But I should post it. It's actually in my picture pages. Okay, that's all we got time for now. So I hope Facebook isn't ruining. I hope it's enhancing your life, Facebook. But here's
It's getting you laid.
Hope it's getting you laid, but here's just some little tips to take along the way. So thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I need to tell you about one of the great companies that's keeping our show free for our listeners. Max for Men, that's Max, the number 4, Men, is a product line all about maximizing male pleasure, performance, and attraction. So basically everything men want, but can't figure out how to get. Men need to overcome their fears and embrace the amazing pleasure of the prostate. Max G-Stimulating Prostate Gel is perfect if you're just starting to explore the male G-spot or if you're a prostate veteran. It increases both sensation and arousal. If you want to get the Max Stimulating Prostate Gel or any of their other amazing products, go to maxformen.com, that's the number 4, and use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at Max for Men. That's coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off anything at Max for Men. Or you can visit sexwithemily.com and get all the info you need there for better sex. Thanks for listening.